Good morning. Well, the Australian share market is going to start the final trading session of the week on a pretty solid footing. Local SPY futures ended the after-hour session with a gain of around a third of 1%. This reflects a solid improvement for US and Northern Hemisphere stocks by and large. US stocks in particular were unlucky to finish at new record highs. They were moving towards that territory for much of the session, but ran into some selling in the final hours of trade. Tech stocks, as tend to be the case when the market's on an upswing in the US, outperformed their peers. The NASDAQ was up by a third of a percent, where the Dow and the S&P 500 were up by around 0.2 of a percent. It was quite an eventful session for Northern Hemisphere markets last night. Significantly, the European Central Bank cut interest rates to minus a half of 1%. It dovetails with this theme of central banks either talking about cutting rates or in fact cutting them. And significantly, the ECB announced a new bond buying or quantitative easing program. So that was greeted with mixed reviews. Some were perhaps expecting the scale of this bond buying program to emulate the latter stages of the previous program, which ended not long ago. But the bottom line is that each month, the ECB will buy around $22 billion worth of assets in an effort to support their economy. So we saw European markets generally firmer. The CAC 40 in Paris and the German DAX were up by around 0.4%. As I said, US markets had a pretty constructive, if not volatile, session. One of the key outcomes there was the CPI reading, which was a little bit hotter than expected, particularly where the core numbers were concerned. And that's where you see the volatility in stocks. They sold off once they got to grips with some of the figures in that report, but then thereafter they were able to recover. A balancing item in the US was the fact that there's a thawing of trade tensions, and the latest iteration within that is that the Trump administration is going to delay the increase in tariffs that were previously announced. So this is at a very high level, just seen as an improvement in the tone on trade, which was able to support stocks. So more broadly, we had commodity prices a little bit mixed. Oil prices continue to retreat. This is seen through a number of lenses, not least of which is that OPEC has downgraded demand forecasts for the next year, and the departure of John Bolton, the key US security advisor to Donald Trump, has seen that perhaps there'll be a less hawkish attitude to Iran, which could liberate oil supplies from that jurisdiction into the global market. So oil is on a bit of a downtrend at the moment. Iron ore, however, up by 3.5% in the last day, a nice move higher over the course of this week to $98.85 US per tonne. As far as the local picture is concerned today, no economic news of note, but it'll be important to see how regional markets respond to the latest developments on trade. The Aussie dollar a touch weaker at 68.6 US cents.